Bertemu kembali. Biarpun wujud pekerjaan baru pada Jun, pasaran pekerjaan di Amerika masih lagi dilihat berdepan cabaran besar. Majikan di Amerika menambah 4.8 juta pekerjaan baru pada Jun dan kadar pengangguran jatuh kepada 11% pada bulan sama.
Antara cabaran yang dihadapi termasuk penutupan semula perniagaan di beberapa negeri yang menyaksikan peningkatan kes baru COVID-19. Ini termasuk California, Florida dan New York.
Also, you know, the bulk of the job gains were in leisure and hospitality, so restaurant workers, bartenders, people like that. And we now know that since the really, you know, since the reference week in this report, many workers like that have been told to go back home. So I'm very worried about the July report for a couple of reasons. And one is the rise in case counts. The other is that, you know, the longer people remain on temporary layoff, past research shows and in past recessions, the lower their chance of re-employment becomes. Labor market has been turned on its head. Before this crisis, there were a million more job openings than unemployed workers. Now there are, you know, millions more unemployed workers. And so it'll be harder for each one to find work, and the job search may take longer because there are just fewer opportunities out there. Some people have dropped out of the labor force entirely. They may never come back. They may end up on disability insurance for the rest of their lives. So we may see a permanent decline in productivity there. We need to do everything possible to get America back to work, and now is not a time to be complacent.
Pada minggu lepas, jumlah penganggur yang memohon bantuan pengangguran adalah sekitar 1.47 juta orang. Jumlah mereka yang kekal menerima bantuan pekerjaan di Amerika kini adalah 19 juta orang. Sementara itu, calon Presiden Demokrat Joe Biden menyatakan laporan pasaran pekerjaan yang baru dikeluarkan di Amerika tidak harus diraikan. Ini kerana jumlah penganggur masih tinggi dan dalam masa yang sama kes baru COVID-19 terus meningkat.
We're still in a deep, deep job hole. Because Donald Trump has so badly bungled the response to the coronavirus and now has basically given up on responding at all. Millions of Americans are still out of work wondering when or if their job will come back or worried about how to pay the bills in the meantime. Trump wants to declare his health crisis over and unemployment solved. Unfortunately, he's deadly wrong on both fronts. We've already had more than 128,000 dead. And the number keeps climbing. That's a direct consequence of Donald Trump's bungled leadership and the total mismanagement of this crisis from the start. Other countries have figured out how to get the virus under control and reopen their economies and put their people safely back to work. Other leaders didn't waste time they were given from the start for stay-at-home orders. They got to work solving the root causes of this crisis, the coronavirus. Donald Trump just had given up. He's not even trying to secure the public health anymore. He'd rather go back to the campaign rallies. Without a uniform plan and guidance from the federal government that state and local leaders can use to inform the reopening plans, this is going to continue to be worse than it would have been otherwise. Recovery will be slower. Unemployment will stay higher than it should be. President Trump has turned wearing a mask into a political statement. And yesterday, he was once more claiming the coronavirus would, quote, just disappear, I hope, quote, just disappear, I hope, is what he said. It's like deja vu all over again.
Ketika ini, jumlah mereka yang positif COVID-19 di Amerika meningkat sehingga 50,000 kes dalam sehari. Peningkatan kes baru mendadak ini berlaku di California, Texas, Arizona dan Florida. Ini memaksa perniagaan termasuk bar, restoran, panggung wayang dan kawasan awam ditutup kembali menjadikan pekerja yang pulang bekerja diberhentikan semula.
Dan ini reaksi Trump kepada laporan pekerjaan baru Amerika.
Today's announcement proves that our economy is roaring back. It's coming back extremely strong. We have some areas where we're putting out the flames or the fires, and that's working out well. We're working very closely with governors, and I think it's working out very well. I think you'll see that shortly. So these are numbers that are not numbers that other presidents would have, and they won't have it. The only thing they can kill, it's a bad president or a president that wants to raise taxes. You want to raise taxes, this whole thing, your 401ks will drop down to nothing, and your stock market will drop down to nothing. This is not just luck, what's happening. This is a lot of talent. If these best practices are implemented, then the hot spots can be calmed quickly, and we understand this horrible disease right now. We didn't understand the disease at all. We did the right thing. We closed it up. We would have lost millions of lives. We've done a historic thing. We would have lost millions of lives. And now we're opening it up, and it's opening up far faster than anybody thought even possible, and more successfully.
Dan paparan itu mengakhiri Niaga Awani. Saya Rizal Zulkifli. Salam hormat.